reform bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports one day after a jury convicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin of second-degree murder, congressional Democrats are calling on Senate Republicans to support the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
The legislation would prohibit racial profiling at every level of law enforcement, ban chokeholds, and create a national police misconduct registry. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is willing to sign the measure, but it's ultimately up to Congress.
The president doesn't believe that he alone can pull the George Floyd Act, Policing Act, across the finish line. That is going to be up to Congress. And right now, there are negotiations that are happening. There are leaders in both sides that are having those discussions.
The legislation passed the House in March, but faces an uphill battle in the evenly divided Senate. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Body camera footage of the fatal police shooting of a teenage girl in Columbus, Ohio, shows her swinging a knife at two other people. The footage showing a black-handled blade resembling a Kitchener steak knife lying on a sidewalk next to her immediately after she was shot. The girl has been identified as 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, according to Franklin County Children's Services, which in a release said she was under the care of the agency at the time of her death. The quick release of the video is unusual, becomes amid heightened tensions between Columbus police and the community. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says nursing homes should expect some COVID-19 cases, even among fully vaccinated people. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead, says researchers found 22 possible breakthrough infections in a new report on Chicago-area nursing homes.
CDC researchers found the infections when tracking hundreds of COVID-19 cases in dozens of nursing homes from December 2020 to March 2021. They say 12 residents and 10 staff members got sick, even though they were fully vaccinated. Two people were hospitalized and one died. Researchers say nearly two-thirds of the infected people were asymptomatic, and the breakthrough cases didn't lead to outbreaks. They say the cases show the need for nursing homes to focus on infection prevention and control along with vaccination, and the value of high vaccination coverage for residents and staff. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Senate Republicans are still saying they hope to be able to unveil their counterproposal to President Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. Though it's looking like the GOP initiative will be significantly less. U.S. Senator Roger Wicker today saying Republicans could detail a plan as soon as tomorrow, somewhere south of $600 billion. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 316 points. The Nasdaq rose 163 points. This is NPR. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is said to be looking at the idea of pushing for a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol. According to a person familiar with the plan, Pelosi is proposing the panel's membership be evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. Some popular apps, including Spotify and Match, are accusing Apple and Google of abusing their power over how people use their smartphones. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the tech giant app stores are under scrutiny from lawmakers worried about competition.
Apps are the dominant way people use the internet on their phones. But some of the companies behind those apps say Apple and Google use their dominance in smartphones to crush rivals. Executives from several companies told a Senate hearing that Apple and Google set unfair rules to get into their app stores and take too big a cut from the sales of apps and subscriptions. Here's what Horacio Gutierrez, the top lawyer for Spotify, said about Apple's policies.
These restrictions are nothing more than an abusive power grab and a confiscation of the value created by others.
Apple and Google, which are among NPR's financial supporters, say the rules they set ensure security and privacy for users. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
If you want to attend the annual Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert, you might be required to show that white CDC card showing you've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Organizers say they're mulling over the idea of requiring attendees to prove they've been vaccinated to attend the counterculture festival. Organizers say they're still trying to figure out, though, whether they can even hold the event. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.